Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show taking you home. It's the 4 o'clock hour on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. Here on The Fan every single day, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Talk to you at 2 to 6, called The Wendy's Big Show. It's produced by Anthony Mandela and today assisted in the backfield by intern Yoel. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. The question on the table right now, as we are now finally on the road to Minneapolis. You can say that you're on the road to the Final Four, and that three-letter network CBS always does it for. They say that they're on the road to the Final Four when they start the college basketball season in November, but now we actually are. We're actually on the road to Minneapolis in the Final Four. We know the four teams that are going to be there. It's going to be Texas Tech, Virginia, Michigan State, and Auburn. And two of those schools have a Wisconsin connection. One of them I'm not as familiar with. We'll get into that for just in a second. But Sparky, a guy that a lot of people in this city know very, very well, Bruce Pearl, takes the Auburn Tigers their first ever Final Four.
And the NCAA probably couldn't be more mad about it. I can't imagine. That is one dude that I'm sure they did not want to see there. Just go back and look. Chuck Person got in all that trouble earlier this year on his staff. And that whole shoe scandal thing that was going on with people funneling money and everything else. In jail, I think.
No, he can't be in jail.
Is Chuck Person in jail? Somebody Google that. I'm pretty sure. Maybe he didn't get sentenced yet, but I thought he was found guilty. Maybe not. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he hasn't gone to trial yet for it. But he's definitely one of the names that was linked in that whole story. So you had that happen, and Bruce Pearl's still the coach of Auburn, unscathed. Remember, he was out of college basketball there for a while because of some other stuff that went down. Me, personally, I like Bruce Pearl. I liked Bruce Pearl when he was here at UW-Milwaukee. I've always gotten along with Bruce Pearl. I've always been a fan of Bruce. So from that perspective of what's left, yeah, I hope they win. And it's Auburn, so that doesn't make it any easier for me being an Alabama football fan. I really don't care about the basketball team, but from that perspective, look, I don't want to see Izzo win it. Izzo's already won it. So I don't really care about Izzo.
If we're going to talk about bad things going on in college sports, and you're going to be upset about Bruce Pearl, and you're really not going to be upset about Tom Izzo?
Oh, no. Nobody's upset about Tom Izzo.
Well, that's embarrassing.
No, nobody's upset about Tom Izzo. Oh. So you have Tom Izzo. So I'm not rooting for him. He's already been there. He's been in the mountaintop. These other three guys haven't. Bennett hasn't won. And that's going to be your fan favorite with most people, probably, because of his dad,
right?
Dick Bennett.
Right.
Really good dude, it appears, and Tony Bennett. So you have that. Nobody could care less about Beard at Texas Tech. So really, what it comes down to is good versus evil. I think everybody would say Bennett is good, Pearl is evil, and that's what it is. I think you'll have far more people rooting against Bruce Pearl than you will be rooting for Bruce Pearl.
Are you cheering for Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers in the Final Four? 414-799-1250. I'm in lockstep, man. I'm pulling for Bruce Pearl every step of the way. Gary, I was watching that game yesterday here while we were getting ready for the post-game show. And I was jumping around, fired up, even though the most famous Whitnall Falcon, Tyler Hero, on the other side, he had thrown a dagger through my bank account, beating Houston a couple of nights ago. So I was rooting pretty hard for Bruce Pearl and those Auburn Tigers. It's just a fun team to watch, and Bruce Pearl seems like a cool dude. I mean, I know there's different things going on, but outside, I mean, he's not like Tom Izzo, who just turned a blind eye to people and his program, you know, sexual assaults and things like that, and commented on Larry Nassar the way he did. And, you know, I mean, there's other guys that are doing a lot worse things in college sports, I think.
Right. I mean, Bruce Pearl, I mean, I've been watching Twitter. I don't know if you guys have been. I mean, people are just tweeting all crazy. I mean, like when he broke down and started crying, I don't know if you saw the interview when he broke down and started crying.
Yep.
and everybody thought that was a farce.
No way. Do you remember where he's been? He had to start at where, like Southwest Indiana or something like that to work his way back in after he got in all that trouble previously. And he had to work his way back up, and then he got the Milwaukee job, and then took Milwaukee to two NCAA tournaments to the Sweet 16. And then got the Tennessee gig, where stuff happened or whatever the case may be at Tennessee. But that basketball program was garbage when he got there.
Right.
And he turned them into a pretty good basketball team. And then he had, again, back out of college basketball again, being on TV and everything else. Auburn takes a chance on him. That's another program that wasn't all that great. And now he's taking Auburn to the Final Four. That dude, man, he's had quite a few setbacks along his journey trying to get to his first Final Four. Yeah, There's no way that was contrived.
Well, that's what everybody thinks. That's what, all over Twitter. You can go back and look. Maybe you can find it. Tom Oates was in on it as well. Everybody, the local media around here were killing him. So everybody thought that that was a farce. He made it up. That wasn't him. He was on the show. That was a show. To me, if you ask me, I thought it was real.
It was real. Mm-hmm.
If you ask me. But not other people around here. And I didn't get into all that Twitter banter that was out there about. But I thought it was real. And I think he does genuinely care about his players.
This is what you're...
Now, he may be a lot of other things, you know, but he cares about his players. Go ahead.
This is what you're referring to after the injury happened during the Sweet 16.
Bo Kiki was playing out of his mind, unfortunately, before he went down. What impact did he have on this game, and how do you move forward without him?
Chuma was the best player on the floor. He's hurt. He's hurt. So, but we're gonna rally. So I'll go hug on him.
That's what he needs, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, end that, Coach. Yeah, and I thought it was genuine, but most folks did. Listen,
crying command is a pretty good deal if you can do that.
Hey, man,
you can be an actor.
You make a lot of money.
It just makes you think. You're right about the program, Steve. The Auburn program. It just makes you think, like, what it takes to get that coach, although he was here in Wisconsin, but for either Marquette or Wisconsin to get somebody like that that can turn your program around like that.
Because that shows that sports is still a passion business.
Well, not even that, but you know he's going to be a perennial winner. He's going to be in it all the time. You know he's proven it. I mean, he's got baggage, okay? There is some baggage, but you know... I mean, he slayed the dragon, cuz. He did. He slayed the dragon.
Yeah. I mean, look at the teams he beat.
I think the guy that was down was maybe his third best player, probably.
Well, Chuma, yeah. And Chuma was averaging 20 in the tournament.
Still, his tournament play was awesome. I think he was the third best. Come on, man.
Are you rooting for Bruce Pearl in the Final Four?
Is that the question?
414-799-1250. That is the question.
My answer to that is yes, I am. Thought I'd never say that, but yeah, I am. I am. I mean, I just like a guy who could go into a program like Auburn, who went into a program like UWM that didn't really have them, and flip it. Just like that. And at UWM, they didn't have the players. He went out and got them.
And he went and found them just to come in and do what they had to do to try to – and they went to the Sweet 16.
Right.
That 2003 that year was?
I think – no, it was later than that, I think.
Are you rooting for Bruce Pearl in the Final
not.
Four?
I don't remember.
414-799-1250. Paul's on the north side of Milwaukee. He's next on the fan. Paul, you rooting for Bruce Pearl?
I am. I actually have Michigan State winning it all, but I'd like to see Auburn do it. Bruce Pearl, there may have been some improprieties in the past. We don't know for sure, but he has won wherever he's coached. He's a great guy. I actually went to UWM many moons ago and played ball there, but I got a chance to meet him when he was coaching at UWM, and he was a phenomenal guy. Great energy, really positive. I hope he has success. He deserves it.
Paul, what position did you play at UWM?
A guard, back in the early 80s. We were still D3. I was a walk-on.
Hey,
UWM was a D3 school?
Yeah, back in the 80s, we were D3.
Did not realize that. Where did you guys play at?
All over, basically state schools.
I mean, no, what was your home gym?
Clatchy Center.
It was still there. Okay.
At that time, yeah.
Okay.
Paul, you remember what your stat line was your senior year?
I didn't play my senior year. I only played as a freshman and sophomore.
Now, I know you remember what your stat line was, though, Paul.
Well, I never missed a free throw.
Hey!
Damn right. Paul, appreciate the call, man.
That? All right, take it easy.
Yeah, talking to another D3 guy.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold it. The reason y'all do that, y'all think people be lying, right?
No.
Y'all so condescending.
No, not really. I remember that my junior year, I only had one
y'all hope
holding
trip
penalty
him
call
up
against me.
I know you, Gary. I just know you. When people call up here and get a stats,
I didn't even say anything. Did I say anything about his stats?
What are you talking about?
Guy? Why can't
what were your stats in 97? I know you know your whole stat line.
Reel them right off. But I'm not gonna do that.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. 414-799-1250. You pulling for Bruce Pearl? Because you guys mentioned one other coach that's in the tournament and his tie to the state of Wisconsin. And I know I'll be the dumb millennial in this part, but I couldn't care less. I'm sorry. I really couldn't.
You would have hated that team.
Oh, it would have been brutal.
You would have hated that team. Those scores were like in the 40s, and high scoring game were in the 50s.
Well, I don't know if I would have hated it. I just would have bet the under.
Yeah, you could have bet the under. But, like, I guarantee you would have lost your tail end that year. They went to the Final Four, and they played Arizona, who was littered with NBA basketball players. Nobody gave Wisconsin a shot, and they beat them. Lauren Woods was on that team. Wasn't Bibby on that team? There was a bunch of guys.
So
on
they
that
beat
team.
Arizona to go to the Final Four in 2000.
No, they also beat Arizona in Sweet 16 maybe that year or something like that. I don't think it was even to get to the Final Four. They had to beat...
Because they beat Arizona to get to the Final Four the first time under Bo.
Right. Gary, didn't they have to beat Purdue that year to get to the Final Four and Gene Katie?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, it was Purdue they had to beat to get to the Final Four that year.
Gene Katie. See Gene Katie.
You see him this weekend? That was awesome, man.
He was fighting, man.
And he was swagged out, too.
I'm just telling you this. There were some hell of a games this weekend. Yeah,
there were some really good games.
I'm glad no number one has made it in the Final Four. I love that.
Well, yeah, but there was one final. One.
You know what? You're starting to get real funny to me right now.
No, I'm serious. I like when no number one, the high seed. I like when they get knocked out. I like that.
That's Leroy Butler. I don't know what else to say.
Somebody
That's
lost
Leroy
a lot
Butler.
Of money, but somebody made a lot of money.
Leap 36.
Lower football schools win basketball. Good for Pearl. Man.
Are you pulling for Bruce Pearl in the Final Four? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show back right after this. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. 414-799-1250. Are you cheering for Bruce Pearl in the Final Four? I know I am, but maybe it's just because I'm a millennial, and there's something different about Bruce Pearl. Was like the first coach that I remember having like legit success, where like you didn't think it was going to happen when that UWM team went to the Sweet 16. That was like the first storyline in the city of Milwaukee where I was like, "Damn, this is pretty cool." And then Dwayne Wade and everybody else and Tom Crean just kind of threw that right out the gate when they went to the Final Four and had to play Kansas. I mean, they just ran that thing right off the sheet. But are you cheering for Bruce Pearl in the Final Four with his Auburn Tigers, a 5 seed? They'll go up against Virginia. Virginia is a 1 seed. That is the only 1 seed in the tournament as North Carolina went down. Gonzaga goes down. That was a great game against Texas Tech. And also the Dukies go down yesterday. And, man, those dudes, they got away from UCF on a last-second bucket. They also could have been upset the game before on the tip-in by Virginia Tech and Buzz Williams' crew.
Yeah, but if you're a Zion, are you glad this is over with? Let me go work out, get ready for the number one pick.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think wanted to win a championship?
Go to the
Final Four?
Stop it, okay?
How could you say that he didn't want to go to the Final Four?
Because there's a lot of people, when he got the shoe thing, which is missing, by the way, he should never play again, just sit out.
Well, that was me,
I say, play.
Well, that was because I wanted him to make like $700 million.
He can still do that. Now he can put it on a fast track.
But you can't do the legendary one where like, oh, I'll tell them, well, that's just me being a nerd. That's just me trying to make a bunch of money. You never see him again until he debuts for the Knicks.
I like seeing Magic Johnson. That's what I like.
Magic Johnson was fired up yesterday. Cassius Winston, also, who I think might be a nice little NBA player, even though he's 6'1", people aren't going to give him a lot of credit.
But why does he get credit? Because he went 7-for-23, but if Cash goes 7-for-23, y'all kill him on it.
Just Cassius Winston doesn't want $34 million a year?
Good point.
Well, he might at some point.
Good point.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah, he might at some point. What? Let's not say he doesn't want it. I think he probably would take it. Yeah, I think he probably would take it at this point.
He'll suck all the free basketball out of him as he can. And make him go pay for that.
I'm out of here. Right.
Ryan's in Greenfield. Ryan, you cheering for Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm cheering for him. I'm also cheering for Tony Bennett. The only thing is with Pearl, you want him to run your program, but as a fan, you'd always have that in the back of your mind and a little worry that he might do something to get your program in trouble.
Good point.
Just like he's done before. You know, that's the only thing about him. But he sure knows how to coach, that's for sure.
I know, right? And it's
Good coach, you can do whatever you want now. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that NCAA. You
if you're Tony Bennett, you're happy with this? The opposite styles. This always played into his dad's hands. Anytime Dick Bennett got a they team that liked to get out and run, they slow it down.
Well, they want to be like Texas Tech.
That's Wisconsin.
They want to strangle you.
Right. The problem is, though, Auburn can shoot. And if Auburn gets hot from outside, it's going to work against Tony Bennett because then they're going to have to try and keep up the scoring pace playing at a much slower rate.
But Virginia, this last game, that's all they played up to. Surprised the heck out of me.
They had to. Yep.
They played up tempo this last game.
They can't run with Auburn.
I didn't think they could do one. You know, Auburn's a different warp speed. But still, they proved that they can do it. Auburn's on another level.
Yep.
And we thought
Virginia played more open style of basketball than that. Virginia looked like Wisconsin used to look when they had Decker and them.
Because
that's when Bo Ryan really got rid of the
swing.
That swing offense. Yep. These jokers running up and down the doggone floor.
That's when he rolled the ball out and said, play.
Yep.
Maybe I'm dumb, but like Tony Bennett, for me, seems like a really nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Seems like a super nice
salt
dude.
Salt of earth.
They show Dick Bennett in the crowd. I get fired up when I see like the dad, like you said, Gene Katie. Cracking me up, dude. I love watching the old dudes watch basketball.
Isn't that great? Gene Katie was fired up, wasn't he?
He was juiced.
Just fired up.
Dick Bennett, Dick. I hate to tell you guys, I don't really know Dick Bennett. I've never seen a Dick Bennett coach team. So, like, Tony Bennett doesn't do much for me. Like, Bruce Pearl does something for me as a younger
Tony
generation.
Is like Dick Bennett.
Right. And
is like Bo was when he first got in.
We're just snoozing through games?
It's like the coach now.
Yeah, I like shots in the first 12 seconds of the shot clock. Fire them up.
Nope.
Shoot them. Like the Bucks game against the Hawks, each team's, one or five and in pace of play, and they were going up, firing up threes. That's more fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just a bad person. I'm not cheering against Tony Bennett, but I will be when Auburn takes on Virginia coming up on Saturday in the Final Four up in Minneapolis. Are you cheering for Bruce Pearl, Tom and Tosa, who's on the fan now?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I am totally cheering and rooting for Bruce Pearl.
Wow.
Two of my greatest college experiences was at UWM during that Sweet 16 run. When I was at that Horizon League men's final when they beat Detroit, and Adrian Tigert sank one of two free throws to seal it in the final second.
Yep.
And the first greatest moment of my college career is the after party at Turner Hall, where Bruce Pearl jumped up on the table, grabbed the Horizon League trophy, and said, "Do you want this every effing year? Because this is how we're going to do it, every effing year." And the crowd just erupted. It was awesome. Bruce has a lot of energy. His players really play for him, and that squad was great. And I was actually at a viewing party at the Union when they lost to Illinois in the Sweet 16. So, yeah, definitely rooting for Bruce Pearl. I think he's an awesome coach. And hopefully one day the Panthers will get back to that big dance again.
Thanks. I'll tell you the other thing.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Tom.
He also is the guy that's going to put butts in seats for you, too.
Oh, no doubt.
When he got to Milwaukee, Bo had done fine, but Bruce Pearl really kind of got butts in seats. Bruce Pearl was the one that started poking at Tom Crean and Marquette about, "Come on, why don't you play us? Come on, play us. Let's play each other."
Mm-hmm.
Tom Crean wanted nothing to do with Bruce Pearl and UWM, wanted nothing at all, would not play them. Then after Pearl left, then conveniently they started playing each other. But that is something that Pearl got people talking about Milwaukee and that program more than they've ever been talked about in the last 20 years in this town.
And I still, every time I see Bruce Pearl, I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse, I can't get the picture of him painted in orange out of my mind.
No doubt.
Like, cannot get that out of my mind.
I'm there too. Yeah.
Rob's on the south side of Milwaukee. Rob, you cheering for Bruce Pearl?
I can't. It's nothing against Bruce Pearl. I mean, I still remember Dick Bennett taking UW Green Bay and his kid to the tournament against Jason Kidd and Lamont Murray, two future NBA stars, and knocking them off. And I know Gary remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
That was phenomenal. Plus, I see Tony Bennett hit a 30-footer to beat Butler one time they were on TV. Dick Bennett was a great coach, and I think his kid is following in the footsteps. That's why Alvarez kind of wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And it does remind me, I bleed red. So, Virginia, if they have a Wisconsin style, I'll take it. I'm sorry. Bruce Pearl, he ratted out a guy at UIC and got him suspended. And then he broke the rule with that point guard at Ohio State. So he's got a little sticky pass. I like the guy, but if Pearl wins, then Barkley wins, and I don't ever want to see Barkley with a championship.
I see you had
going. Okay, there you go.
You had to go ruin Appreciate it for it, Rob. Me, because I'm not a Charles Barkley guy either. So now you ruined it for me.
Oh,
so
but
now...
I was loving Charles Barkley with the tiger sitting next to him on the pregame show yesterday. That was funny.
I don't know if I can deal with Barkley winning. I don't. Maybe not. Maybe I can't root for Bruce Pearl. That yeah, that's a good point. Maybe not.
Mike's,
sorry, Bruce.
Mike's on the south side of Milwaukee. Mike, you cheered for Bruce Pearl?
You know, in LSU, that coach, too, he was not a goal, you know, on this tournament.
Huh?
And he got suspended for sanctions.
Hey, who is this?
Yeah. From LSU.
Who is this?
Coach at LSU.
Yeah, the coach at LSU.
Who is this?
This is Mike on the south side.
Mike, can you speak up or take us off speakerphone or something? Put a phone to your mouth.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better.
That's much better. The okay. hell you were doing? Sorry.
Yeah, but that, you know, Bruce Pearl is, I guarantee you, it's kind of like when Auburn had Cam Newton at quarterback.
Hey, Mike.
They gave
Mike.
But,
you okay?
Well, they gave Cam Newton for a quarterback.
No, I'm saying, are you having a bad day?
I'm having a good day.
Okay.
Pretty good one.
Right,
yeah, so they gave Cam Newton money to play quarterback and won. Yeah, Scam Newton.
Scam Newton. That's what the Alabama folks call.
I think it's the same thing at, you know, Auburn, man. It's a bad day there, brother.
It's a bad day where?
At Auburn.
At Auburn.
How you figure they winning, man?
Hey, Bruce Pearl is going to get, I guarantee you, Bruce Pearl will be gone in 2 years.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, what are you going to do since we're doing it?
Because they're going to find stuff
Scam
on
Scam Newton.
Did Chuck Person get let go?
Yeah, Chuck Person.
Steve was looking him up. We're trying to find out if he's in jail or not.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Scam Newton.
Where's Pearl going to go, Kentucky? I mean, if Calipari leaves Kentucky
they'll
to go to UCLA.
They'll take him.
They would.
They won't take Bruce Pearl in UCLA, though.
No, but they'll take him at Kentucky.
They'll take him at Kentucky.
You're damn right they would. Damn and right. He'd win a lot.
A lot. Oh, he'd be in heaven.
Yep.
If he could get all the blue blood players.
Yes.
He'd
be in heaven because he'd get them all. Because they all want to play like that.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Your boy made him some money this year, though.
Hmm?
Your boy made him some. Hero.
My boy Tyler Hero?
Yeah,
yes, sir. He didn't make a whole lot of friends in the state of Wisconsin either.
Yeah, I didn't make a whole lot of friends in the state of Georgia either. So what?
Yeah, that's true.
Be your man. Blaze your own trail.
Derek's in Milwaukee. He's next on the fan. Derek, you cheer for Bruce Pearl?
Oh, of course I am. I was on a Sweet 16 team back in the day.
See? Look at it. We got all these jokers calling in. Who is this? This Derek or Trail?
This is Derek.
You on a Sweet 16 team?
Yeah, I was. And when I was in high school, Coach McGivern was my assistant coach, too.
Nice.
Derek, I had a great time coaching you back in high school. I appreciate you playing so hard.
That does sound just like him.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Go ask Derek about his playing career.
Let's do it. Derek, let's trip him up.
Did he play 4 years? I guess you play four years?
At UWM, no, I only played two. Okay.
All right. What was your stat line, man? I know you remember it.
My junior year my sophomore year at Sweet 16, probably about 3 points a game. We were a heavy junior and senior class that year.
Oh, yeah.
What was your career high, though?
My career high would probably have to be my freshman year of college, not at UWM, but at UWM was probably about, I think, 10 points.
Okay. I like that.
Remember who you guys played?
UIC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
UIC,
right
down the road.
At home or on the road?
At home.
Oh, that's the best.
He's Pat Connaughton. That's who he is. He just do what they want him to do. Come off the bench, make a three, D somebody up, dive for balls. You need guys like him.
So, Derek, as somebody that knows Bruce and knows the kind of coach that he is, when people were saying that he was faking that about the injury to Chuma, what kind of feelings do you have on that?
Yeah, I think people get a wrong impression of Bruce probably because of what they've read in the media. But me, as a player for him, he was probably the greatest coach I ever had.
Great,
he was a player coach through and through. And that's why so many players like playing for him, because he lets you be you. He's never going to restrict you. He's never going to tell you you can't do it. He's going to hype you up and make you think you can do it, which makes you play even better.
I love him.
Well, Derek, I appreciate the kind words in a phone call, but you know that I was still the best coach you ever had.
I don't know about that one. I might side with Brucey on this one.
Appreciate the call, Derek. Thanks.
Hey, man, listen. These kind of testimonies are amazing.
Ain't
it
amazing?
It really is. I mean, this
all the UWM guys calling in. I like that.
Fantastic. It really is. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have
known. Hey, Steve, what was that guy named that was did some work here with us?
He didn't play for Pearl.
Who did make that wrong with?
That, man.
Who was that?
He was before that.
I
he
know
was
who
with,
was. What was that? What coach was that? Nelson. What was
Nelson
that guy's name?
Hmm?
No. Well, who am I talking about? What's the guy name? Who am I talking about?
Was he like an intern or
no,
who's
he was
basketball player?
Basketball
about?
Coach in town
yeah.
too.
Yeah, high school.
How
come
old
on, I can't. I see him.
What
I can't think
is his
name.
Hair?
Brother. He was brother. What's his name? Oh. Steve. Come on, man.
Worked here.
Dude, you're killing me, man.
Yeah, he worked. Yeah, because we had a basketball show. He was part of the basketball show. High school coach. You know, did in the city. Come on, cuz Ray Perrine. I don't know. Perrine. Was Perrine one of the guys? I don't know, cuz.
Maybe, do you think Trav and Brown?
Trav ain't gonna know.
Dude, I'm so old.
Trav ain't gonna know.
Hey, Trav, you know who Gary's talking about?
No. Bruce Pearl, I
hold on, wait a minute, Trav. You know what? One thing I have asked Trav. Trav, where'd you go to high school at?
Preble.
Oh, Greek?
You know, now, to get on the line, he went to Southwest. His mom went to Preble.
Oh,
I was underclassman. So I played with Tony Bennett and shoot arounds. He was older than me. And, yeah.
Wait a minute, Trav, you played basketball?
I played all sports except wrestling.
What?
And, yeah, so.
My man,
Dream
Bay Preble.
Trav, how many points you averaged in high school?
21.
I'm going to Google that.
Hold on.
My man,
Trav, you
played hard or what?
21?
Well, I didn't play senior year. I blew out my knee. I played football, you know.
Yo.
I
mean, man so, sport.
Man, Trav, do
but,
a
even, you know, there were some rough times. I've always averaged 21. But
Trav, you averaged 21. You were like 9 or 10, right?
You walked out.
I don't know about
that. Trav was like 10 or 11 years old. You averaged 21.
Hey, here's the difference. Tony Bennett could shoot.
Yeah.
If you look up Tony Brown, you know, when they went to state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about you? Could you shoot it, Trav?
Well, I was under them, so, you know.
Right. I'm just saying, when you played, could you shoot it?
Oh, I still probably shoot it now.
Whoa!
Where are you shooting it from?
Hey, man, you're talking about Mark Mitchell. That's who you were talking about.
Mark Mitchell.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want Tony to win.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, Leroy or whoever, anybody says they grind him down.
Yeah.
But look where Malcolm Brogdon came from, right?
Yeah.
He's not the quickest player. He's going to give you the best, you know,
time.
Yeah.
That's big time.
When did Trav graduate from
Grand? Trav, when did you graduate from Preble?
93.
You believe? You're not sure?
Well, I'm 93, 94. I don't know.
How old is he then, Gary?
What? He don't know. He's at
I'm 44 now.
So. Oh, he's young, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Trav. Yeah, you feeling it.
All right, Trav. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. All right?
All right. Bye.
Man, take it easy, buddy.
Oh, he's average 21, man. Hey,
check this out.
Iron Bowl.
There's no way that could be true.
Well, okay. This year, I was at the Iron Bowl.
Okay.
And I saw where they put a Scam Newton jersey on Bear Bryant's statue.
No, dude. Okay, man. Again, that's 28 years later.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I did. The weekend after the Iron Bowl, I went to Auburn, Alabama, because I live 30 miles away, I poisoned the two tumors trees.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, that's fair.
I put Spike 80 DF in them.
Did they die?
Do what?
Did they die?
They're not dead yet, but they definitely will die.
Is that against the law to poison a tree?
Well, do you think I care? Okay, I really don't. Hey, and you can tell Tammy, I hope... Never mind. Roll down tide.
Roll down tide.
I'm going to say that.
He's getting ready to go in on Tim.
Pull it back.
Okay, I really don't.
Yeah.
Hey, and you can tell Tammy, I hope. Never mind.
Yeah, good idea, sir.
Roll down time. He's getting ready to go in on Tim.
Tim censored himself the whole time to that boy.
We need everybody to know. Pull it back when you finish say something crazy.
He's ready to go in on Tammy. Roll down time.
I've heard that phone call probably 9,000 times.
Never get old, though.
That's what I love.
I've never heard that part where he says, you can tell Tammy.
Tammy.
Hold on.
That may be too much.
I'm crossing the line.
Yeah, maybe too much. Already poisoned the damn trees.
They're going to die, though. They ain't dead yet. They're going to die.
Oh, I missed them.
And told him what he put in it.
Oh, yeah, some TEDW,
whatever it is.
Guaranteed to die.
Long death.
They won't put any of that stuff in your new windows. They're just going to put great windows in it, Pella windows.
Guys, Pella rooms and doors. Let me tell you. Guys, no payment. No payment, no interest, no money down for 18 months. Guys, you can have all this in your brand new house right now. Energy efficient windows, patio doors, and entry doors. Enjoy them all right now for 18 months. That's a year and a half before you have to pay the bill. You hear me, guys? No payment, no interest, no money down for 18 months in your house. Pella Windows and Doors, Roy Lee, how can they get a hold on?
Hey, listen, it's easy. PellaWI.com. Okay? PellaWI.com. Phone number 262-783-6600. Them sixes is hard, cuz. 262-783-6600. Tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you. Tell them I want Pete at my house tomorrow to measure the windows and doors like he did my dad. And I'm telling you, what sold my dad was the 18 months. No money, because he is cheap. I would say frugal, but I don't know how to spell it, so I'm going to use cheap. So it works.
Is that against the law to poison a tree?
Well, do you think I care?
No.
Okay, I really don't. Hey, and you can tell Tammy, I hope. Never mind.
Okay.
Roll down tide.
Anybody knows who Tammy is, let us know, because we want to know why. We want to know why our boy was getting mad at her. He was ready to go in on Tammy.
He was ready to Tammy.
Hey, roll damn tide.
Roll damn tide.
414-799-1250. Are you cheering for Bruce Pearl still? And there were some takeaways from the tournament. I was watching, obviously, every single week, every time that you could see Zion Williamson play, I was taking in every single second of it, because I just can't get enough of watching that dude play. But as there were so
that
many
one
people,
LAUP caught cuz was that 2 games ago, yeah, a game ago. The one they, I mean, I thought that ball was gone, and he threw it out of there. Now I'm with Steve a little bit on him, in that you just don't know how his game's going to translate into the new NBA.
Yep.
But I just think this boy can play no matter what NBA it is.
He doesn't shoot the three like you'd necessarily like, but he can stroke it a little bit.
He ain't no tractor trailer. He ain't tractor trailer, folks. Stop it. He ain't. What's the other guy?
A little bit more elusive than
what's
that?
The other boy? Rand.
Zach Grand.
Zach Randolph.
No. Who's the other guy? Is it Grand or Grand? He used to play for the Lakers.
Elton Brand.
No. They just traded him too.
Elton Brand's another one.
Oh, you're talking about?
Brand's another one.
I know
you're
talking about Randall.
No, he ain't. He ain't Randall.
No,
Julius Randall.
Yeah, he ain't that. This guy.
Can he be Charles Barkley?
He's smooth.
He's a lot. He's more like Barkley than these other guys I'm telling you about.
He could be a big time scorer too.
I don't know about big time scorer.
Can he create his own shot? That's the problem.
Why? Because he's so athletic.
If you flame out in the NBA, if you can't create your own shot,
his first step is phenomenal. Yeah. Do you see that step he had on that one juggle? I mean, the guy's right there on him.
It went
right past him.
He just like every single time you watch him, continually look and I'm like, yeah, when people were being created, you know, whatever way you want to look at it, no Joker was supposed to be that size and be able to do what he does. Like that's a mutant. That's like when the baby comes out, that's when we say that he walked out with a shirt on and like jean shorts on. Yeah. Zion Williamson came out holding a basketball and like driving it to the paint.
Came out with a high top fade.
So what type of numbers do you all think this dude's going to put up in the NBA?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, 20 and 8 easily. 20 and 8.
I mean, he puts up 13-10 in his rookie year, 14-10 in his rookie year. That's pretty outstanding.
I think
he can board with anybody. I think that's the better way to put it. Gym.
High volume guy.
What about you, Sparky?
I don't know.
Have you seen him in his tournament?
Yeah.
We were in here watching the end of the game last night.
All I know is that game came down to the end, and they went to Barrett.
That's okay.
They didn't go to Zion.
They did it in the UCF game, too. They did it in the game before that, too. Yeah. They didn't give him the basketball.
He doesn't trust him. Didn't trust him.
Well, Barrett.
And I'm sorry, that says a lot. To me, that says a lot. Like, you're not going to that kid to take the shot, and he's supposedly the number one overall pick. Why aren't you going to him?
Well, because Barrett misses, and he cleans it up.
And Barrett was a...
But that was at the end of the game. Barrett drove into like five guys to take that shot. Yeah. Throw up some garbage is what he did. It's a horrible shot.
But Barrett's probably a better shooter, though, than him, too.
Absolutely.
They should have went to Zion. I'm sure Zion's better at free throws.
You like RJ Barrett a lot.
I think RJ Barrett will be a better pro. But
we're going to find out.
No,
we'll see how it all plays out. I think he's more fit for what the NBA is going to be before this is all said and done.
He can put on some more muscle, though.
He's got to improve his shot still, too, just like Zion does. But I just think he fits better into what the NBA is.
Did Zion have you cheering for Duke? I know a lot of people were saying, like, oh, I'll never cheer for Duke. And I know Chuck Sullivan would say that he never would.
No chance.
But... No,
not
even a little bit. You didn't want to see more Zion?
Coach K, that was a horrible... you can say however you want. He might have three of the top four players in this NBA draft, and you don't make it to the Final Four. And Michigan State was down one of their top three players. The other kid's only playing like 15 minutes a night. So really, they were down, a player and a half or whatever you want to call it in this thing, and they still beat you. And they should have been beaten earlier in the tournament. Duke was on the ropes earlier in the tournament as well.
Mm-hmm. They almost lost to Taco and Fall in
Central Florida.
Florida. Right. They probably should have.
Yes, they should have.
Oh, that ball I love NCAA. Just off.
You just got to get in. Anything can happen. It's not so dead set on all these great teams making it. It's good coaches, guard play. That's where the camera goes.
Leroy, three of the top four picks in this draft are coming from Duke. Three of the top four.
I'm going to holler at you.
And probably two of the other top six are coming from North Carolina, and they didn't even get in.
In the back of their mind, those kids, I mean, they're glad it's over with.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, they can make money now. It's amazing the money they're going to generate, and kids don't get nothing.
Like you all said, Zion Williamson is going to make a ton if he goes to New York.
Boom. Yeah. Oh, stupid. What? What?
Right?
Stupid money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He needs to make all of the money on a shoe deal. Like, any single bit that you could offer him, he needs to have that in a shoe deal.
Hey,
with Nike.
I see Steve's shirt.
No one else.
Hustle Harder shirt. So I don't want to bring this show to a halt, but one of my favorite rappers, Nipsey Hussle, got just murdered. It just did something to me because he had one of the best albums, Victory Lap. And for him not to, 33 years old, it's just amazing. And I don't want to bring the show to a halt, but.
Well, I mean,
the guy was amazing, right, man. He was on GQ with his girl, Laura London.
There's only
son. It's just terrible.
There's only really one way to pick it up after that. Leroy, where are you going to be this weekend?
Hey, you know what? Good thing about last weekend
he picked
was amazing.
It up quick off that.
Oh, didn't he?
Amazing. Yeah.
Jumped out his seat.
Changed it right up.
Amazing. Yeah, I was down for a minute. Yeah. I was depressed because he's one of my favorite rappers.
Come on back. Come on now.
He's
a positive guy. Positivity.
Come on back, cuz. You doing some positive stuff, though. You got some positive stuff going on.
We went to Gifford PTA. We went there.
Uh-huh. You still didn't give me any raffle tickets, though, that I'm upset about.
I tried to win myself and didn't. I don't never win. I just don't.
Would have won if we would have split them.
Probably.
Ooh, I won stuff this weekend.
Yesterday
I had a charity bowling tournament. I won a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, you know what
I did? Win a bunch of stuff. In Oak Creek, actually, at Classic Lins in Oak Creek, I won a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I was winning there.
Hey, be careful.
We watched the bowling thing because, I'm terrible at bowling.
Yeah.
The USA against somebody.
Oh, USA versus World.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I just wish I was that good.
USBC Masters is on tonight on FS1. So you check it out tonight.
The kids made me turn
like their, it's like their US Open for bowling.
That one guy did it with two hands.
But does Masters mean that it's the older guys?
No. So the U.S. Open means anybody can go try and compete to be in the tournament. You have to have a 182 average or better. You spend $500, you can get into the qualifying. And it was all out in Vegas for the last week.
Oh, I was really?
So the TV show is live tonight.
I would have had some fun with that.
How you say her name? Darren Liskin? Yeah. She can go there and complete.
I'm trying to do this with
When you friends, you can mess people's name up. Yeah. We're about to do it right now. Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah. So what's your last name?
Jarachowski.
Yeah. There you go. That's close enough. I think Steve got it. That's why you got.
I knew who he was talking about. Man, I just didn't want
to. You always have to hang out with friends that are smarter than you.
That's why you.
I don't want to be with nobody dumber than me.
Are you going to tell us where you're going?
Where are you going to be at this weekend, man?
You got much longer now.
Okay. Y'all know how I am.
You got 5 more minutes.
Okay, good. I only need 3.
Let's go, sweet.
So we went to Gifford PTA, raised a lot of money for the PTA, the carnival, which was amazing. So you're talking about 800-900 kids running around.
Oh, it was
great.
I like
that's
that.
A
we
lot.
Took a ton of selfies, raised money for that. I left there and went to Blaze Pizza, with the Blaze Pizza. Had a great time there for cops and kids.
He wore his chef outfit.
You're
met
to.
Some
what?
Of my.
Yes, his black chef outfit. He had all
well, me and Gary had.
Blaze gave us
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, me and Gary did what? Yeah, that was
you were all professional.
It was
when
amazing.
Do I get to make some pizzas?
Blaze gave us that.
Never.
Stuff. She look awesome now.
For Blaze?
Yeah.
God bless you near the food.
I think you got to be 15 years old to qualify.
So I want to make some pizzas.
Well, you may eat the product. You may not.
That's true.
Yeah. But so that was good. So I went there with my godmother, Julia Witherspoon, with cops and kids. We had amazing turnout for that, which I do thank Sheila for that. And I think after that, today is not April Fool jokes are just so lame, but this is not April Fool. Dean Murray, okay, at the Jury Center, he put together a program to get teachers to the wedding on May 11th. And I have the names. I have the names real quick. And I want to thank my friend Scott
Your
Smith.
Good friend, Scott.
Scott
and Tyler and Fran, they helped me put it all together as well. And we're going to announce the names now. So if you know these teachers. If you know these teachers' names, I'm going to let Billy announce some of these names. Now, Jody.
How many names you got?
3 that I can't pronounce.
Now, how many names total?
3. We got?
Okay.
Just 3. Here just 3.
Can't pronounce any of them.
Just take it easy, Junior.
Come on, man.
Because you got to
do a
Let's
show
go.
Here, man.
On,
man.
I know, but this is more important because it's about the community.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
That's
you're
what
right.
We're
yeah, don't worry about our
Who
show. Don't
that?
Worry about the 4-hour show we're getting paid for.
Yeah.
Worry about
been
this
been 4 hours. Yeah. You fools been talking for a whole lot. I wouldn't have did some ads already. I had missed for hours.
Come on, man.
I wouldn't have missed that one.
Okay, how we say Jody's name? You want to say it again?
Jody Breit.
Breit. B-R-E-I-T. She's
Green. Full government.
Green. Tree Elementary, that's in West Bend. She's a first grade teacher. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
next,
Jody.
Heather Miller.
Yeah.
She's from the Large School, early childhood teacher. And Jessica, how we say this, Billy? Fail? Fail, F-E-L-L-E.
Fail.
Fail.
Yeah,
man,
quick.
See, y'all, I hate when y'all be doing this stuff, man. But y'all know I love it. She's from Lane Intermediate. West, and that's in West Allis. She's a sixth grade teacher.
Oh, I like
Congratulations
that.
To you guys. I have your phone Whew. Numbers. We'll give you guys a call. You have tickets, so you got about a month. So when Scott sends you your tickets, please send your information back because you need to have your food selection in, you know, within a week. So congratulations to you guys, and thank Dean Murray again. Thank Friends of Autism for helping me put it together, and Scott and Fran
My
and
man,
Tyler.
Scott, I like them.
So people. I appreciate that. So again, giving back to the community. So. And last thing, this week, my boy
this
Daniel.
Weekend. What are you going to be doing
my
this
boy
weekend?
Daniel Plucker, he is hosting an event. I'll give you more information about that next week.
All
I mean,
right.
not huh? next week, tomorrow.
Okay.
But this Saturday, I'll be at a pick and save, too. I'll mention that as well.
Hey, can you, who is the second name on that list?
Heather Miller.
M-I-L-L-E-R, cuz?
Yeah, Miller. I love that movie, The Millers. That's one of my favorites.
You got to help me with this name, baby.
The Large School Early Childhood Teacher. Hey, that's why I like Rami. Rami was my subtitles. He would help me with these names, man. I'm assuming these are married names.
Help me with this, baby.
And Jessica Fell, F-E-L-L-E, and Jody Britt, B-R-E-I-T. If you know these teachers, thank them. It was a lot of people on there. So Joe, last one. What's Joe's last name?
Joe Kalnoffer.
Man, he ain't never getting married because he got changed that name.
Already is.
Okay, good. Well, he lucky.
You better all right, let's go, man.
So thank you.
Yeah, Joe Kalnoffer. Nice people. Nice people.
So Joe set it all up for me. And again, thank you for people supporting everybody in the community.
Wow, it's 5 o'clock already.
Yep, unbelievable.
That's rolling tide. Rolling tide, right? We got Pick a Lane coming up.
Tammy, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
414-799-1250 is how you get a part.
Play that
Great Lakes Dragway,
back.
Pick a Lane, 535 here in conversation with Dan Plesac on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.